Scientists at the Broad Institute in Cambridge say a new large study shows there is a genetic influence on someone's sexual orientation. But the scientists also say genes cannot predict sexual behavior. Critics are concerned the research could be misused. WBUR's Angus Chen explains.
Some traits, like whether we have dimples, come from a single gene. That's pretty rare. Most traits are the result of thousands of genes, each contributing a tiny bit to things like our height, our skin tone, and our personality. Researchers have long believed that genetics play a role in our sexuality. This study looked for the specific genes, and what it found was...
There is no single gay gene.
Geneticist Benjamin Neal at the Broad Institute is a lead author on the study. He says genetics can explain up to 25% of differences in sexual behavior. The other 75% comes from other factors. Neal says these results show that genes alone cannot predict sexuality.
Things like same-sex sexual behavior is rooted in biology, and it's also rooted in the environment. That it's, you know, natural and normal, and there is also really not going to be a genetic test for this.
But the search for a genetic foundation for queerness generates controversy. Some scientists fear that this type of work could be used in ways that harm the LGBTQ community. Stephen Riley is a geneticist also at the Broad Institute who didn't work on the study. He worries people might use genetic research to try and change children's DNA to prevent them from being gay.
Companies offering sort of CRISPR genome editing for quote-unquote cures for gayness. They're not scientifically feasible, but it won't stop people from potentially trying to offer them. And that's a really scary thought.
And Riley says there are many limitations to the study. For one, it mostly focused on white, older adults between the ages of 40 and 70. It also didn't ask any questions about sexual orientation.
It studied whether someone had had sex once with someone of the same sex.
That means there's a lot about sexual behavior that the study couldn't capture, particularly when it comes to people's sexual identity. That may be just as well, says Jeremy Yoder, an evolutionary biologist at California State University Northridge, who didn't work on the study.
Sexual orientation is a very personal thing, and some of that is definitely genetic, but some of that's also your personal history. There's behavior, there's what you actually do, there's who you connect with and how you end up living your life.
We sometimes look to our genes to tell the story of our ancestry, but Yoder says they don't define our sexual identity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.